How pleased was your client, Ms. Montague, with this settlement?
So for Ms. Montague, it was not about the money. It was about getting her truth out. So for over a year and a half, she was not able to speak, and people were spinning the narrative of what actually happened. But she was able to get her truth out, and that's what she cared about the most, accountability.
And that is what should be the focus. And it mattered that somebody was lying about her to 3 million people and doing it so openly. I don't think this would have been a case if this had not been a TikTok influencer with so many followers. You know, it shifts the paradigm to something that is completely different from, you know, the disappointment of having your husband step out on you. But, you know, he's at fault as well. So he has to take control of this. You know, I found it interesting too, Ms. Jones, and please tell me if I'm wrong on this, that there were claims that she was separated from her husband. So, it's okay for him to step out, you know. No, legal separation, as we both know, you have to be legally separated in North Carolina for a year. Legally separated, hopefully, for a year.
One day.
See, there you go. I'm just pleased that you got this conclusion. And what made you want to take on this case?
Well, at the end of the day, I make a decision to choose clients based on how our rapport is, and also knowing that I'm going to be able to represent them to the best of my ability. I knew that Ms. Montague needed help, and I was able to help her.
And she was silenced, like you said, for so long. So she got her truth out, and she also found out how much he was worth. And it was a good thing.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. I cannot, as I said, I can't thank you enough for being on with me and talking about this case, because alienation of affection is such a rare, I mean, there's only, 10 states or so that still have this on the books? But it is something that completely pertains to any time you have been cheated on. You did this.
Well, you have to say that it was interference in the marriage. And as a result of the interference, then the bonds of matrimony were severed. And, you know, that was the case. You end up staying with someone, then the bonds of matrimony are not severed.
Thank you. What a wonderful explanation. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Well, is there anything I have not asked you about this case that you would like to add, because, or about your practice or about yourself, because you're an amazing woman?
Well, thank you. And you are an amazing woman as well. I know that going through your divorce was hard. And my goal is to empower my clients, male or female, and let them know that there is life after separation and life after divorce. So my practice areas include, of course, family law and estate planning. And I represent my clients to the best of my ability, and I fight for them because I know that it's very hurtful to separate from someone you love. And then you also have children involved. So my firm is here to help anyone that needs help.
Well, I'll have to give you a call about estate planning, because my mom passed away last year, and being an only child, my parents passed away intestate, thinking, you know, that, okay, she gets everything. Yeah, but they didn't understand the process is completely different when you have a few tangible items that need to be transferred to somebody else. So, you might be hearing from me about estate planning, because that is a lot. I want to make sure my son doesn't go through the same thing.
Well, I look forward to hearing from you, and I'm so glad you had me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being here, too. Attorney Robinetta Jones, who represented, and if you have not read this story, just go and look up TikTok influencer and Kennard, or just put in Akira Montague, or just put in Mrs. Jones' name, and you will find all the information on this case. Thank you for being with us, and I look forward to talking to you, hopefully in the future, about another influential case in which you're involved.
Okay. It was a pleasure speaking to you, and I wish you the best.
I wish you the best, too. Thank you so much, Attorney Jones.